Frank Miller's 1986 graphic novel, The Dark Knight Returns, revolutionized the superhero genre, particularly the Batman character. Set in a dystopian future Gotham City, the story follows a 55-year-old Bruce Wayne as he comes out of retirement to don the cape and cowl once more. This seminal work transformed Batman into a grittier, more mature character, shifting the tone of comic books towards darker narratives. The graphic novel's origins are deeply rooted in the 1980s, reflecting societal issues and the evolution of the Batman character. Miller's portrayal of an older, more cynical Batman resonated with fans and critics alike, offering a new perspective on The Dark Knight. This realistic and dark tone contrasted sharply with the more lighthearted Batman of earlier decades, signifying a shift in superhero storytelling. Miller's influence brought a darker, more complex version of Batman to the forefront, exploring Bruce Wayne's inner struggles and adding psychological depth to his character. This nuanced portrayal became a template for future adaptations across various media. The graphic novel's success cemented it as a legitimate medium for mature storytelling, introducing innovative artistic styles and narrative techniques. The plot centers on Bruce Wayne's return to vigilantism, driven by escalating crime rates in Gotham City. Despite grappling with age and physical limitations, Bruce reclaims his Batman persona. He encounters new allies, including Carrie Kelly, a young girl who becomes the new Robin, and faces old adversaries like the Joker and Two-Face. The story also introduces the Mutants, a ruthless gang that becomes a major threat. Key events include Batman's battle with the Mutants, the Joker's deadly return, and Harvey Dent's struggle with his dual identity. The narrative culminates in a monumental showdown between Batman and Superman, who is under government orders to stop the vigilante. Their conflict underscores differing ideologies about justice and authority, questioning the role of heroes in society. The Dark Knight Returns has been adapted into various forms of media, including a two-part animated film by Warner Brothers Animation and DC Entertainment. Directed by Jay Oliva and written by Bob Goodman, the movie stayed true to the dark tone of the original comic, with Peter Weller voicing Batman and Ariel Winter as Robin. The adaptation received acclaim for capturing the essence of Miller's work. The graphic novel's cultural impact extends beyond comics, influencing broader popular culture and laying the groundwork for later portrayals of Batman, including Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy. Its success led to several sequels, including The Dark Knight Strikes Again and The Dark Knight III, The Master Race, further exploring the character's legacy and impact on Gotham City. Critics praised The Dark Knight Returns for its daring narrative and dark style, though some noted its intense scene might not suit younger readers. The graphic novel is rich with themes and symbols, such as the struggle between hope and despair, and Batman's return symbolizing hope amidst chaos. It provides a deep dive into Batman's psyche, highlighting his relentless dedication to Gotham despite his aging body. The story's significance in the Batman franchise cannot be overstated. It redefined the character, breaking away from lighter portrayals and presenting a darker, more complex Batman. Many consider it one of the greatest Batman stories ever told, its influence evident in subsequent comics, TV shows, and movies. In conclusion, The Dark Knight Returns stands as a landmark in comic book history, transforming the superhero genre and leaving an indelible mark on popular culture. Its exploration of mature themes, psychological depth, and gritty realism continues to inspire and influence creators across various media, cementing its place as a cornerstone of Batman's legacy. If you enjoyed this exploration of Batman's gritty comeback, why not share the podcast with a fellow comic book fan or Batman enthusiast? Your recommendation could introduce someone to this groundbreaking graphic novel or spark a great conversation about superhero storytelling. Spread the word and help us grow our community of comic lovers. Remember, sharing is caring, especially when it comes to epic tales of cape crusaders.